Now, new research estimates that 14% of the world's tree species have yet to be discovered. That amounts to over 9,000 types of tree. One of the authors of the paper joins us now for a look at the quest to find those trees. Peter Reich is a professor of forest ecology at the University of Minnesota and director of the Institute for Global Change Biology at the University of Michigan. Peter, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Well, step one here, 73,000 tree species you and your colleagues estimate in this report. How do you start to come up with a number like that?
Well, that's a great question. The way we did it is we built the world's largest database on forest with more than 40 million trees from more than 90 countries by building a consortium of scientists who are willing to work together and share their data. So the first thing was putting all that data together. And when we did that, we were able to count there are maybe 64,000 tree species we already know about. But then the kind of magical part was like, well, we know we haven't found all the tree species. And so we used some modern novel statistics to estimate the number of trees we have yet to discover from the number of trees that we only found once or twice or three times in our sample, because the ratio of those and some other equations together give us an estimate of how many we haven't yet encountered in any given sample.
So approximately 9,200 kinds of trees may exist on this earth that haven't been discovered and cataloged yet. That seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot. And I should mention that probably some of those trees were known to indigenous people, but probably not all of them. But there's those 9,200 not known to Western scientists. And it does seem like a lot, but actually we had two different kind of responses from our co-authors. Some who work in places like Wisconsin or Europe were surprised that there were that many species we had not yet found. But others who work in the tropics, they think we may have more that we haven't yet found because they know how sparsely we've sampled forests in the Amazon and in Africa and in Southeast Asia and other places like that.
Yeah, can you talk more about those ecosystems, especially those tropical ecosystems, where there may be a lot of potentially these rare trees?
Yeah, well, it's the perfect storm of ignorance, if you will, on the part of science, that the place where the diversity is highest in any one location and highest across the landscape or region are the tropics and subtropics in South America, Central America, Mexico, Africa, Southeast Asia, and the like. And those are places where scientists have not gone and sampled very much. So there's a lot of diversity, and we've only sampled some of it. And so those are the places where the greatest amount of known diversity is, but also the greatest amount of unknown diversity. So that's where we could look to find all those other 9,300 species we haven't yet found.
Now, that sounds cool in the sense that we could discover more stuff. It also seems worrisome. We hear places like the Amazon, a lot of impingement on those, destruction of parts of those ecosystems. It's possible that a rare tree could go extinct and we don't even notice it.
Exactly. And that's kind of my next kind of point on why this is important, is that we know we're losing diversity, and diversity helps maintain forests healthy, helps maintain our forests in a healthy and resilient state. But if we don't even know what we have to begin with, how do we know what we've lost? So knowing more about these trees is very important. But you really hit upon the key thing, and that to me is it's more important to preserve these than it is to learn their names. And that because so many of these tree species are rare, they're more vulnerable to being lost through things like deforestation and climate change. And so this adds urgency to the already urgent task we have of trying to conserve and preserve tropical forests and subtropical forests in every continent where we find them.
Talking to Peter Reich, professor of forest ecology at the University of Minnesota, director of the Institute for Global Change Biology at the University of Michigan, about a new paper he was involved in saying there may well be over 9,000 species of trees on this planet Earth as yet unidentified by science. Peter, what kind of efforts are there out there in the scientific world to find and describe these trees?
Well, it seems like perhaps there should be lots of resources in that direction, but it's actually very hard to find money to go ahead and try to sample forests in these remote places where there are often no roads and it's hard to get around. So there are scientists who are very, very actively doing this and devoting much of their time to it. But it's not generally a high priority from scientific agencies. And so it's really through grassroots efforts of scientists who go out and sample maybe 30 different forests, you know, in a country in Africa or Southeast Asia. And then what we were able to do is bring these people together. These scientists, we often don't have incentives to come and work together. We brought everyone together to share their data and together be able to tell a more complete story than any of us could do alone. And hopefully this kind of work will now spur some more action and hopefully some more resources to try to study these forests more in the future and also to act to preserve and conserve them.
And Peter, you mentioned many of these species may be known to indigenous people in, say, these tropical regions. Is there an effort to, cooperate, do citizen science with the locals who may have discovered this this particular tree species hundreds of years ago?
There for sure are efforts like that going on an ad hoc basis. We have not tried to do that with our network by any means yet, but it's a great idea, and it would be fabulous really try to push that forward as much as possible and do it in a coordinated way.
Now, you and I are both based here in the Midwest. Odds are we're not going to go in our backyard and stumble across one of these as yet unidentified trees, right?
Absolutely. The likelihood of there being an undiscovered tree species in the U.S. mainland or Canada is pretty darn low. But if we just go across the Caribbean or the border into Mexico, there are lots of islands in the tropics and subtropics, Central and South America and in the Caribbean, where there very well might be undiscovered trees.
In just our last minute or so, is there a concern that climate change might be putting these, again, as yet uncatalogued trees at risk in their potentially vulnerable ecosystems?
Yes, and that's to really work both to slow and stop climate change and to preserve forests is that to date, land use change, things like deforestation, have been the biggest impact on tree diversity and all kinds of diversity in the tropics. But we anticipate in this century that climate change will be become equally or larger in terms of its impact because climate change is literally changing conditions right out from underneath these trees. And the rare trees have a very narrow set of conditions in which they can thrive in the first place. And now if it's getting warmer and or drier or warmer and drier, they're going to have a tough time. So we need to give them all the help we can by working to slow and stop climate change and slow and stop as much deforestation as we can.
We'll leave it there, Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for your interest.
Peter Rice is a professor of forest ecology at the University of Minnesota and director of the Institute for Global Change Biology at the University of Michigan. He talked to us about a paper he co-authored showing that about 14% of tree species in the world have yet to be cataloged by science.